God and Father, great and holy, fearing now we come to thee, fearing now the weak and lowly, for your love has set us free. And by the blue sky bending over, by the green earth's flowery home, teach us, Lord, the angel chorus, you are
Love and Love Alone was inspired by the life of Saint Therese. We found ourselves in France. A lot of times we say Saint Therese and people think we're talking about Saint Teresa. Saint Therese was one that she died at the age of 24. Her life was short. With her life being short, it still didn't mean that she didn't have a great impact. You know, one of her things was called The Little Way. It was kind of like this idea of, what if all these little things that we do during our time that we have, what if they had more significance than what we actually thought that they did? All these little things that happened during the day, what if we took them all and we kind of piled them up and then we looked at them and it becomes this really grand, huge thing that we've been a part of. And I think sometimes in life, it's easy for us to go, man, I don't have any significance. I don't do a lot. I don't do these big things. But if we were able to look at all the little things that we've done along the way, and when we get to the end of our lives and we look at this pile that we've been a part of creating, and we go, God, you've done so much through all of this. One of the quotes that she also had was, to love how perfectly our hearts were made for this. Man, our hearts were made for love. From the very beginning, from when we were born to when we die, our hearts were made for love. And as we started to look and think about what could we say? How could this song start to roll out? And we have this book that we've kind of been going to that has a lot of poems and hymns in it. And we found this old hymn that's entitled Thou Art Love and Love Alone, written by Frederick William Farr. We took the lyrics of this and reworked it. And we just found such richness in it. And we feel like it's a language that's been lost. This record has been one of those that we feel like this language is being spoken over us. It's one of those that's been around and it's been a part of our lives and the church's lives for a long time. We feel honored to be able to kind of shine a light back on these words and on these prayers that have been so rich.